You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Backstroke into the void.
Antimatter slipping through fingers.
To the center of a flower of some kind of gin. Cleaning up pools of bloody milk
and Kasana gems.
Lingering long after the birth of a god.
Celestial decay. In the name of catharsis,
the tiger never
turned human.
Instead, lies around all day,
nursing its wounds,
gnawing the hardened peel of shed skin.
I once cradled a desire to see the world unraveling. While no one was looking,
I stole the altar money.
Raise my palms up
to discord in equal exchange. Stared into the sun till my eyes went blank. Sucked out the stain till there was nothing left.
And a return to unbecoming.
Mold the clay, pick a name, poke some holes.
Said be alive.
The sublime stares back with its tongue dripping out. The sublime stares back with its tongue dripping out. The sublime stares back with its tongue dripping out. The sublime stares back with its tongue dripping out.
That is Soliloquy by Leaping Tiger and featuring Imugi. Morena, Jacob, how are you today?
Morena, Rachel, I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on your brand new record, Soul Sleep. It is an absolute masterpiece. You must be stoked to have it out there.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm super, super stoked. Yeah.
That particular track is quite, like, stunning. Zoe just walked into the studio and, like, had a look of genuine, like, shock and awe on her face.
I felt like I was walking into a ceremony or something. It was awesome.
Tell us a little bit about this record. And, you know, it's got some incredible moments in it where there's, like, stillness, there's a lot of chaos, and the kind of, like, interplay between those two vibes is very, very strong. What is Soul Sleep all about?
Well, Soul Sleep is just kind of about, I guess I was writing it over the past year and a half, just through some pretty, I guess, rough times. I think for, like, the most part, it's just kind of about relationships and stuff. And I was kind of going through, like, my first big, serious kind of relationship. And it was sort of the ups and downs of that, mm-hmm. trying to navigate that. And writing all throughout that, it really played a big part in just kind of influencing everything that went into the record. So yeah, it's just kind of about that, navigating that for the first time.
I think that big waves of emotion is a really strong thing listening to this. That particular track with Imugi is quite stunning. How did that one come about? Because I know you're, you know, longtime friends with those guys, but how did that collaboration come together?
Yeah. Well, I've been meaning to work with, you know, Yuri and Carl for a long time. And I don't know why we hadn't before, but I think I made that track and then I kind of, like, realized, like, oh, this is the one where we can finally do this. And like, I flicked them a whole bunch of stuff and then that one as well. And yeah, like Yeri sent that back to me, that really, really wonderful spoken word. And yeah, just came together really beautifully.
There's something that I have really enjoyed about listening to the singles that you've been releasing over the last almost year, really, leading up to this, where it feels like you've been trying out some new stuff for you as a producer, but also as a taking a bit more of a center stage aspect as a vocalist as well. Gooey, which is still knocking around the BFM playlist, has been such a cool track to hear you singing on it, Jacob, which I know is something new for you and quite like a vulnerable thing to put yourself into that position when you're so used to being kind of like, you know, the Wizard of Oz behind the screen doing all of the production aspects of it. How did it feel stepping into that space as a musician for yourself?
That was one of the scariest things I think I've ever done. Like, it's given me like just the utmost respect for just singers and songwriters. Like, the fact that they do that every single song is mind-blowing to me, because yeah, that's crazy, putting yourself out there like that. And yeah, like when you're talking about, I don't know, something that's real and personal to you, it's a pretty big leap of faith to kind of do that and trust yourself. And yeah, just lots and lots of respect for singers and songwriters, eh?
Did you know you wanted to put yourself on this record in that way? Or was it something like the track presented itself to you and you felt like that needed to be you saying that?
Yeah, I didn't plan it at all. It just kind of came about, like with Gooey, like specifically, I was sort of trying to get other people to do it and it just didn't really pan out. And then it got to the point where I was like, oh I really actually have to do this myself. Mm. And I actually do have something to say. So yeah, it just sort of came about naturally. And no, I didn't really think I'd be the one on there.
Well, I'm glad you are, because it's really cool. I'd love to hear more of that. You've got an awesome voice, Jacob. But I think that's one of those things we often hear producers and people who are more on the instrumental side of music making. When they do step into that space, it's always so exciting, because it is like a specific type of vulnerability to be putting your own like physical voice out there. But it sounds great. So I'm really pleased that you've done that. There's also a whole lot of your mates across this record, which is something that you are, I think, very well known for as being a really fruitful collaborator. Tell us a wee bit about some of the other folks on this album.
Yeah, for sure. So we've got Moogie on there, and then we've also got Lavina on there, who's an incredible like indie pop singer, songwriter, producer, like quadruple threat, does everything herself kind of buzz. Really, really incredible person. She's on Figure It Out. And then we've also got my great friend Maxwell Young on Take Care. He's another incredible kind of do everything yourself, indie pop singer songwriter from Wellington. And then we've also got Adam Killer on there, which is really cool. That's sort of my first ever international collaboration. And he's a rapper originally from Chicago. I think he's based out in LA now. But he's done some really exciting work with like Young Lean and Lil Uzi Vert, and yeah, super, super cool guy.
That is very cool. And I reckon it is exciting to sort of, you know, broach that international thing as well, because you've always had a very like global sound. I think that your music doesn't fit in a genre and it doesn't fit in a place in the same way that people love to pigeonhole stuff. You're always constantly baffling those pigeonholes, and I think this this album sits in that zone very well. How did you know you had a record? When you started making these tracks, was it looking towards a long body of work, or were you just putting out songs? How did you know it was going to be an album?
I think my brain just works in like a large project kind of mode. So I think everything I make is sort of with the goal of making a large body of work. Definitely with this one, I really went into it like, okay, I'm making a second album, and then this is what I want it to sound like, and these are the themes that I'm gonna look into. So it was definitely very, very planned out, and I went into it thinking of it as an album from the get, and was just sort of making songs with that in mind. And then once I sort of got the flow of it down, it was really just working on how to get them to all work together. And then that's sort of when I knew that I had the album done.
Do you think about how this is going to translate onto like a live performance much? Because your live performances are super awesome, but I've often seen you do it on your own, but you've got a lot of vocalists on this, and it's kind of feels like it's maybe moving your live performance into a different space. Have you thought about how that's going to work for you when we can get back to gigging again?
Yeah, 100%. All this downtime has been really, really valuable for thinking about what I'm going to do for the new live shows. And I think it's going to be a bit different from what I've normally been doing for like the past year or so. Just because, the vocals are so prevalent on this record and I'm singing now. So I think, there's going to be a bit more of a, maybe even more of a sort of performance aspect to it.
It's pretty exciting. Do you ever think about trying to play this? Because I know it's all you, basically, apart from these vocals. How would you ever feel about bringing other people into that like performance space with you? Is that something you'd ever open it up to? Or is it you still want to be the person with all the buttons to push?
I think I'll never say never, but I think for now I'll probably keep it solo just because like I was in like bands from like 12 to 18 or whatever, and I love being in bands and playing with people, but I'm also like a mega control freak as well. And like just the logistics of like band practice and stuff like that is like
it's
just
admin.
Such a headache. Like it's mad admin for like it's there's already so much admin being like an independent artist or whatever and doing all this other stuff, so like to add band practice on top of that is like, oh, maybe I'll wait.
I'll just do it myself, it's easier.
Yeah
Fair enough. How have you found that the rolling out music thing, because it is something I think we're hearing more and more conversations about. It is always gnarly for independent artists to try and get their music out there, to get booked for things, to get paid for things, and to get some attention on the excellent art that you're making. How do you find that side of it? Because it can be quite a drain on people's creative energy.
I hate it. It's the worst. Like I really don't like doing it, and I wish like it could just get taken off my hands every single day. But I guess it's good to kind of know what you're up to at all times. I guess that's sort of like the silver lining to it, is that you always know what you're up to and you know where you're at with everything. It's not kind of going through anyone else. But that being said, it is a humongous pain in the ass and I don't like doing it.
Someone come and take this job off you, please.
Please.
Well, this is such a fantastic record, Jacob. Soul Sleep. If people want to go and get it in their lives, how do they do that? Where's the best place for them to go?
Just through your regular online music service. It's up there on Apple Music. It's up there on Spotify, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, YouTube, all the places.
Excellent. Well, I'm so looking forward to seeing this live when we can get back to gigging. So that is one to stick on the list of cool stuff to see when we can get back out there.
Yes.
Are you going to be getting out there as soon as you can? Is that the plan?
Yeah, pretty much. We've got some stuff that is unannounced, but then what has been announced is I'm going on tour with Broods at the end of December for their beach ball tour. So yeah, that should be fun.
That will be really fun. A cool band to be playing with as well.
Yeah.
Definitely. Hey, I reckon we're going to listen to Gooey now. Jacob, thank you so much for chatting with us. It's always a pleasure. Looking forward to seeing you in the studio again sometime soon. And congrats once again on Soul Sleep, an awesome album.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. We'll be right back.
Hands are sticky, shameless. Try to tell myself what will be, will be. But I can't fake it. I think I gotta say he's just a fucking degraded version of me.
It's messed up. Purple slip dress, vivid voice with necklace. Used to make my heart race, now it's slow like a Vespa. Known him like 2 months and it's already love you forever. Could be showing the same love you showed me. That's how to best us. Ultimately, I did what I know is best for us. Time and space to figure it out, what we were about. It's interesting you think that he'll be just what you need. Wash my eyeballs out every time it pops on my feed. Finding out like this is just insincere. Let me be clear, was a line around the block before the night you appeared. Did a number on you, you've done a number on me. So we will see you around, and for now, peace.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.